This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The first game of the World Cup starts in just a couple hours. It's in Russia, Russia versus Saudi Arabia this morning, U.S. time. 3 billion people around the world will watch the soccer tournament. Maybe some Americans, even though the U.S. failed to... The U.S. didn't qualify. But you know who will play their hearts out? Nike and Adidas. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
In the World Cup, most folks just root for their favorite team. But if you work for Nike or Adidas, you're probably hoping one of the soccer teams your company sponsors makes the final. Denise Leon is author of the book, What Great Brands Do.
The World Cup is supposed to be about soccer, but it's really about these two brands.
Nike and Adidas. As the tournament's official sponsor, the Adidas brand and logo will probably be seen more often. It's going to supply the official ball, will equip the referees, volunteers, and ball kids. Jim Andrews is with the marketing consultancy firm ESP Properties. He says 20 years ago, official sponsorship was a huge deal. Today, not so much.
Somebody who's not an official sponsor can still create a real connection with this tournament, with the players, and with the teams.
By, for example, making Facebook profiles of players or selling national teams' jerseys on Instagram or Twitter. Adidas spends $80 million to be the World Cup's official sponsor and another $200 million on advertising on the 12 teams it's sponsoring. Nike has 10 teams and is expected to shell out at least $1 billion. Ben Sterner, CEO of the sports marketing firm Leverage Agency, points out that Nike spends a lot on the U.S. national soccer team, which didn't make the cut this time around.
U.S. not being in the World Cup is not good for Nike, and that's why I think Adidas has the upper hand.
Adidas, which this year seems to be focusing on sponsoring celebrity players and hot teams, has dominated soccer for decades. For Nike, the sport presents an obvious growth opportunity. The company's working hard to expand the brand with compelling content and personal stories. Bob Dorfman is creative director at Baker Street Advertising.
It is, you know, the world's biggest sport, so you have to do what you can to make inroads. You probably have to be a little edgier and do something a little more out of the ordinary to stand out.
Like offering snappier slogans and cooler apparel. Nike's still the underdog, but the great thing about competition is you never know who's going to come out on top. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.